Order! Now, order! Just order, all of you.
Parliament's back for one more sitting day to pass the Electoral Finance Bill. But before beginning its third and final reading, Prime Minister Helen Clark and Opposition Leader John Key went head-to-head in the last question time of the year.
Why is it her government's policy that for someone like Tim Shadbolt to spend $300,000 in January next year using the slogan "Bring down the government" will constitute a corrupt practice in the law for which Mr Shadbolt could lose his mayoralty, be sent to prison for up to 2 years and be fined up to $100,000?
Madam Speaker.
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Madam Speaker, I'm sure when Mayor Tim is more fully acquainted with the facts, there'll be no such need.
Supplementary question, John Key.
Well, why won't Tim Shadbolt be subject to the law this government is going to pass this afternoon that quite clearly says that if somebody spends as a third party over $120,000 in the electoral period using the slogan "Bring down the government," which the Electoral Commission has already indicated would be the Labor government, would be in breach of the law? And maybe the person that doesn't understand the law is not Tim Shadbolt. Actually, it's you, Prime Minister.
Madam Speaker.
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Madam Speaker, I would hope the Leader of the Opposition would be advising people to follow the law, not dodge it like he did with the Exclusive Brethren.
Order!
Debate on the bill's third reading began immediately after question time and was led off by the Minister of Justice, Annette King.
Madam Speaker, this bill has been a contentious one, its passage marked by acrimonious debate and a campaign of misinformation. A major newspaper, the New Zealand Herald, devoted almost a month to attacking the bill and the government in a campaign the like of which has not been seen since a Labor government legislated to stop tobacco advertising. Right. One can't help but wonder if the motives for the current campaign are not very similar to the last one.
Annette King was followed by John Key, whose speech was frequently interrupted by applause from his own National Party.
National will repeal this legislation. Electoral law is owned by the people of New Zealand so that we can have a democracy. And I say this to you, Madam Speaker, and this alone, history will mark this day. This is the day that Helen Clark arrogantly inflicted upon the people of New Zealand an anti-democratic piece of legislation, and the collective voters of New Zealand knew once and for all it's time for a change.
National standing ovation for John Key attracted a protest to the Speaker from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
You had asked them to come to order. They decided to put on a stunt of clapping and applause. That's okay, but when you asked them to stop, and there's Paula Bennett doing it again, dressed up in a karate suit, shouting like she's at a karate lesson. There she's doing it again.
And that got Paula Bennett ejected from the chamber. She followed her National Caucus colleague, Nick Smith, who was ordered out during question time. And National's applause for John Key also drew this comment from Progressive MP Jim Anderton.
My experience in politics is that leaders who need standing ovations are usually in big trouble.
The debate continued with Bill English worried about the bill's impact on his constituents.
In this small democracy, this great democracy, the good citizens of Southland will be worried about whether they can legally hold a political opinion in election year without threat of imprisonment.
After Bill English, the debate was briefly interrupted by this request from Environment Minister Trevor Mallard.
I seek the leave of the House to make a personal explanation in order to apologise to Erin Lee.
Leave is sought for that purpose. Is there any objection? There is not. The Honourable Trevor Mallard.
Madam Speaker, on the 22nd of November, in response to two questions, I made comments in relation to Ms Erin Lee. On reflection, I now believe it was not wise to make those comments. I apologise to her.
Debate resumed after that apology from Trevor Mallard, with the passing of the Electoral Finance Bill followed by the adjournment debate and the setting of next year's sitting programme, which will see Parliament resume on February the 12th, 2008. And that's it for this year from me, Tom Fruin, and Hinea Ahu. Here at Today in Parliament, brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.